I'm gonna go do this next.
Which one?
Oak Brook.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
Pretty sure it is.
What you got next, Randy?
Let's go to Oak Brook Estates Lane, Kathy. This road is up off of 176 Walnut Shade area, and it's currently serving 8 homes. It's got an asphalt surface. The asphalt surface is pretty fair shape. The only thing I would request this be surveyed, because this white vinyl fence runs right down that ditch line there on the right. So I don't know how well centered this road is within the right-of-way platted. But this section of road is pretty good shape.
So who's been maintaining it? I guess
the residents. Actually, there hasn't been hardly anything done to this since it was built.
So they probably don't need much maintenance other than.
So that's the original surface that was put on there. So, and that type of surface, if it's done well, will last 15 to 20 years easy if it's well maintained, well drained. We just like residential traffic.
How many homes does that go to?
Right now, it's serving 8 homes that we counted.
I'm showing 10.
Or 13, sorry.
13 homes?
13. I was on the wrong.
So there's 10 on the old map. I'd say they've probably built, although there's 1, 2, there's 12. Yeah, there's.
I think we counted 13, right?
Well, he may be counting some off of that offset road off of it.
Talking about that little bitty cul-de-sac?
Well, yeah, this road, there's a little short road. There's 1 or 2 maybe on it.
Rose Harbor Court, there's 1, 2. 3.
I thought it had around 12 to 13.
You can see there on the right where them fence and posts, it's right up the center of that ditch line, which doesn't seem quite right. So
if they surveyed and found out that that was in the right of way.
Well, the road's either wrong or the fence won. I don't know which, so. But it's going to be hard for us to maintain that ditch line with a fence in the middle of it. So now it starts moving out of the ditch when you get up here toward top. So.
So I assume you've got most of the homeowners there have petitioned. They're the ones wanting you to take it in.
We get a petition with several signatures, and most of them are generally on the road, but it only requires at least 3.
Is the guy with the fence, is he on that?
I have no idea.
It doesn't look like it.
He accesses off the main highway. His driveway doesn't access off the road here that I'm aware of.
So if he objects to you taking it in, does everyone that joins it have to be in agreement?
Not necessarily. You only need 12 registered voters within the township, voting township.
So your recommendation is that it be surveyed to
check on the alignment of the road mainly.
Do you want to
approve that and at the end of it? they need to do some stuff if they're not going to continue it on.
Well, there's another phase as to this subdivision. And he's got the correct turnaround according to our standards when our next phase is going to continue. He done a hammerhead. He concreted the last little section of road in here, as you'll see. I don't think he was involved with this portion of it. I think he was more toward the end. We're coming up on a, in the middle of the road there, a utility cut or repair that needs to be repaired again. It was the only subgrade issues we've seen on this section here. But all the driveways have culverts that required them. This whole paved section you we're going through here is all open ditch type.
Looks like there's been some kind of issues right there. Is that what
that's what we call subgrade issues. Clay pockets under there. There you see another one there on the right coming up. A lot of that you get them where a trash truck or whatever stops in the same spot every day. If it's weak there in the road, it just keeps getting worse and worse. Those need to be dug out and rock put in, stabilize that.
How long is this road?
0.37 miles, so just under 0.4 of a mile. Now it changes here to concrete curb and gutter on this section. Do you have beacon up on your computer, Brandon? Does it show a platted road continuing on?
No.
Not yet.
Does it have a turnaround at the end of this?
Does have a hammerhead type turnaround. Poured out of concrete. It does need to have some, either a barrier and some red 9-dot spot signs there, red ones for safety, just because at night somebody could run off this and it kind of goes down into a little draw beyond this turnaround.
Or something up at the end of that.
Correct. That's where it needs to have a piece of guardrail with some diamond-shaped 9-spot reflective signs beyond that.
They probably don't want that to happen there because then they won't be able to.
Now, from that point on, I think the next phase was to continue on with the subdivision at some point in time. So
So that would be on the survey and something temporary at the end of Van Gogh Knob. Is there any, what would you recommend on that?
I'm going to recommend taking in contingent on survey to see if the road's in alignment where it's supposed to be, and then review it at that point once.
After the survey's done.
Right.
And then do you want just the existing portion?
Yes, just the...
Move to approve Oak Brook Estate Lane contingent upon the existing portion of Oak Brook Estate Lane contingent upon receiving a
survey on
survey.
The, yeah, I want to find out if, where that road's supposed to be because something. It's not
and
quite
it being
right.
To Randy Hayes's meeting Randy Hayes's requirements.
Second for discussion.
I have a second for discussion.
So the requirement be if he, if it's a survey turns in that it's the guy would have to move his fence.
Oh, right, that's why I said with his requirements, so that way Randy can say no, that, yeah, survey's there, but now we need to actually.
Now the question is, do we pay for the survey or throw that burden on the petitioners?
It'd be on the petitioners.
We're not on anyone else's.
Do what?
On anyone else's that we spoke of, we've not paid for the survey.
Yeah, I would think it would fall on the petitioners.
What have we done historically?
Well, we make them do it if it's requiring additional right-of-way or a turnaround, but this here, that's the reason I bring that question up. And I don't know, I mean, I don't know, need a full-blown, I just need to know where property corners are at portions of it that we have in question just to see. And if it is, then we could throw the burden back on them to make the change. If the fence is wrong, it'll be up to them. If the fence is correct, they're not going to be able to move the road. I mean, we're, at least we know what's right. So then I could bring it back to you at that point. But
so okay. We're probably talking like 800 to 1,000 for the type of survey that maybe, don't know.
5 4 points, probably, yeah.
Possibly, yeah, it could run up there to 1,000. Most of it, if they go off the plat, it shouldn't take that much to find out where the corners and whatnot are. I wouldn't think it would take that. Somebody would have had to survey, put them lots and plats in there. So
there may be one on fire.
Well, that's not going to tell you on the ground out there. It'll tell you, but okay. Unless they put the existing stuff on the survey, but on a plat, we'll have a plat and everything, but or access to it. But a
so what if the fence is where it's supposed to be? They just put the ditches and everything in the wrong.
I didn't hear you.
What if we need to move the ditches in the road? Then we're not going to take it in.
Then at least we'll know that. Then we. But it's going to be a problem from now on. If his fence is correct, there's no obligation for him to move it. But right. How do you maintain a ditch and drainage if the road ain't within the right of way like it's supposed to be?
Then if it's not in the right of way, it's going to be just built too much to that to the right going down.
Could be, yeah.
If that be the case,
but we have cases out here where we got several roads that completely run plumb out of the platted right-of-way because people that built them back then didn't want to survey.